Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of League Lads. My name is Sui, I'm with Flaxi and of course Mr. Hectic Fred.
How we do?
Fuddy.
I'm doing good, I could be doing better.
But yeah, same, bro. How you going, Flaxi, all right?
Mate, 2 points on the board, the women's one. So
you just recorded a good episode with Mitchie as well. Yep. If you haven't tuned in already and you're a big Penrith fan, make sure you go into Talking Cleary?
Talking Cleary pod.
Talking Cleary. Not a bad name, bro. I'm very proud of the creativities with that one.
It's a really good name. It took us about 4 weeks to actually get it. But
I've seen that.
Yeah, before it was the Poo Poo Panthers podcast. But
that one didn't get a plan. Boys, before we get started on rugby league, I do have a little message to send because I am a Liverpool fan, but I'm not just a Liverpool fan. I'm a sports fan who... it's been a bit of a shit week, man. We've lost a lot of, you know, people. We've lost a lot of sports athletes. And then, of course, like Munster's father's passed away. So we'll speak about that. You can speak about that more, Freddie. But just to Jota, man, I just want to say to his family and his friends and his kids, his wife, bro, it's very, very sad what happened. He got married, I think, maybe
10 days
ago. And, you know, you don't know how life turns out to be. You don't know when the end is. You don't know when it's going to end. So... if you are still here and obviously you're still listening, just hug your family, man. Just make good memories, enjoy every moment because you never know what happens, bro. Jota to me was fucking, I watched Jota every single week. Like even when he was injured, he was on the bench. You were fiending for him to come on because he was always that guy that would come on and make a difference. He kickstarted off Arnie Slot's era. He started, like I think right after COVID, he signed and he's just been very, very humble. I swear, wallah, like, I don't say this lightly, yeah? And I don't say this to just get on the bandwagon of talking about Jota, but, bro, I swear, when I heard the news, I was like, it was like I lost a good friend. And that's what fucking sports does to you, eh? It sucks you in, like, it gets you in, like, as if this guy is my mate, you know what I mean? I watched his wedding video not long ago, and then all of a sudden, him and his brother passed away, so sending my condolences and my love to Jota. What a player. He wore the number 20. He won us number 20. And he's didn't even retire. He's with us forever. And shout out to Liverpool for honouring his contract and setting up a fund for his kids for the future. No matter what you do, it's never going to heal anything or solve anything. But those actions or those kind of things in sports are very, very rare. Everyone's more of a business kind of thing. For Liverpool to do that, I'm pretty sure a lot of clubs would have did that. But for Liverpool to do that, it makes me very happy and very proud to be a Liverpool fan. So... yeah, RIP Jota, will never be forgotten, bro. Just got no more words. I'm still gutted as if I lost a friend. So, yeah. Boys?
I went through this with... we had Atsu and Tiote as well, but they weren't playing for the club, but that still rocked
that's
us.
That's why the whole...
Kobe, for me, was the one. Yeah. Like, they're all shock accidents, right?
But Kobe's retired. I know. I'm not comparing them at all. Yeah, like, I know. Every single one of them is...
But it's very rare to see an active player.
Yeah, because, you know, like, I mean? He was coming back to preseason and then... you know, he has an accident and just a tragedy, bro. Wallah. I've never
it's
seen like
bro.
It's very. I've never seen so many different sports unite and like show love. But when I seen AFL do it, I was like, "What the like? That's crazy." You know, we don't really watch AFL. And then Tommy Turbo does it, and then the UFC are doing it, and then obviously all the football players and Mbappe, everyone's, you know, before the game starts, they're all uniting and showing love. But for me, that's one. If you're not a sports fan. This is what you're missing out on because it's a feeling that no one else can give you and nothing else can give you. So, yeah, bro, pretty sad, voila.
Yeah, and we also had heard the news that Cam Munster lost his old man right before game 3 as well. I just wanted to say, like, our thoughts and prayers are with Cameron and his family. And it's like, you know, I lost my father last year as well. It's like one of the hardest things, if not the hardest thing a man ever has to go through. And from what I hear, Steve was an amazing man and always involved in Cam's life. So I know he's doing it tough right now. But if there's ever a bloke that can overcome adversity, it's bloody Cameron Munster, mate. So I know it's as tough as it is. Cam will get through it, and I wouldn't be surprised if it gives him a little bit of extra fuel and motivation for Wednesday. So shout out to Cam Munster. We send our condolences, and mate, honestly, like if as a Blues fan, if we lose to Queensland and Cam Munster as a blind, I wouldn't even be mad.
Yeah, I'll be you just know greatness, where bro. You know where it came from.
He'll be fueled by something that's
bigger than
like
that.
bigger than football, mate.
Bigger than life, bro.
Yeah,
man, Stephen Munster, he gave us a larrikin lad. He gave us Cameron Munster, bro. A lot of people don't realize how talented and how, like, it's so rare in sport. It's not rare, but at the same time, it is rare to have a person like that. You know what I mean? He's fucking just an athlete, unbelievable player. So I hope he's doing well, Munster, bro. Well, like, he's one of my favorite players. I swear, I hate Queensland of all my heart. But when I watch him do something in Origin, especially in Origin, I just know, like you said, I'm witnessing greatness. So I shouldn't be mad. I should be a fan and enjoy what I'm seeing. So I hope him and his family are staying strong and doing well. I'm pretty sure we're going to see a Munster blinder, bro. Because that guy, he got given captain and he fueled him to freaking have a good game in game two. And then, of course, this, you don't want to even use this as fuel, but something that will motivate him, like you said. Bigger than life, bro. So sending my love. It's been a sad week in sports, bro. Wallah.
It has been.
Wallah, it actually feels like it's just, yeah. Anyway, and the Bulldogs lost. So let's get straight into it, boys, because everyone is talking and everyone is loud. Actually, you know what? Before we do that, I got something right here. I just want to give it to you. We've been gifted by the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, the latest jersey drop. Fred, this is for you. They had it ready. They had your name on it. They had my name on it. Everyone was ready to go.
How good is that, bro?
I just want to show it off to the camera real quick. Shout out to the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. Thank you. As well, thank you to the media team for always thinking about us. This is very, very special, bro. We used to dream of this, cuz.
How good.
Look at that, bro.
We used to buy them from Best and Less. Now we're getting sent jerseys from the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. And shout out to Hussam, who did know us. When I walked in, he knew who I was and he knows who you were and he watches the potty. So shout out to you, my brother. Your service was amazing. And of course, but you work for the Bulldogs. So you already know how it is, my brother. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, good club, bro. They look after us, man.
Oh, mate, what a great club, mate. You know, they all embrace us. They all embrace us. They all give us stuff and give us opportunities and open doors for us. And they embrace us. If only another club did that. Instead, they have players that block their own players, fans. Yeah. On their own
specifically
fans.
Players that are, we don't even know what, like, are you a hooker? Are you, what are you? You know what I mean? Anyway, we're not going to really speak about Mitch Kinney that much.
Oh, boys, all right, listen. We're going to be talking Origin for a lot of this episode, but something did happen on Friday night. And
I know what you're talking about, bro.
I decided to go to this damn Dogs game last second. Like, I was going to stream it, but I'm like, man, I looked at the calendar and I realized I'm not going to be at a home game until finals. So let's just go to the game. Right? I brought my sister with me. I hadn't watched the game with her before. And it was all looking fine and dandy at halftime, mate. I'm not going to lie, mate. We're in control of this game. And then it just spiraled out of control. And bro, I'm telling you, mate, I've never had a post have more comments in my whole life, bro, than this. Than the video. Then
how many comments
of when we were at, we're at 2,500 plus now. There's 2,300, and then there's another bloody 300, 400 that are blocked because obviously people were having a lot of fun commenting on that video of us up 18-0.
Must be tough getting a fraction of Cole Flanagan's hate.
Yeah, I'm telling you, those players would have never had to deal with the fucking amount of shit on this video. But it's fine. I had a laugh. What happened, Mr. Drifter? You know what I mean? A million people asking, where's part two? If they just looked at my profile, they would have seen me absolutely losing my shit at the end of the game. Well, like, not losing my shit, because, again, I went there. I don't even know why I went to the game, because I never thought we were just going to win. I just wanted to go. It was Friday night. Like, it wasn't raining. Like, I just wanted to go to the game.
No, it was good. It was a gorgeous night till about 9 o'clock.
I never thought we were going to lose the game. I never thought we were going to win the game. All right. They gave me hope, and that's why it stung. Because if we just got belted,
I thought we were going to win comfortably.
Because I thought we were going to lose because fucking Adam Reynolds played. And it, like, he just hates us. If he plays, we lose. It's that simple.
You know what? I was spewing too as a Panthers fan. We'll come in fifth, nice and comfy. And then what? After halftime, you guys come in and now we're sixth. You know, you let the Broncos get ahead of us.
Who cares?
I care. As a Panthers fan.
As long as you fucking win the last game of the season.
The West Tigers did their due diligence and won and kept the Roosters below us. The least you guys could have done is kept on a lead, but no, you did what the Raiders did.
Make sure they beat us then with a lucky charge down. Calculated, apparently.
Calculated charge
down. I've never heard that in my life.
It was calculated.
Yeah, I've never heard that shit in my life.
So, listen, anyway, boys.
You make your own luck, guys. You make your own luck.
The Bulldogs versus Broncos. If you don't know what happened, mate, Dogs were having a party, mate. We were loving it. I was celebrating. Like, we were all having a good time.
Celebrated too early, cuz. Well,
yeah, celebrating saying we won, but like,
enjoying the moment.
Man, I didn't think we were going to be up 18-0, and I'm just like, you know, finally we win and then everybody can shut up for a bit.
You know what
you said? That's what I was thinking. But then we got a taste of our own medicine, mate, because we're the comeback kings. this season. But now, honestly, if somebody comes back against the Comeback Kings, they're the Comeback Kings. Mm. And after what they did last week, I think the Broncos could be the Comeback Kings.
Nah, I disagree, bro. But I'm sick of this noise, cuz.
You know what you still?
I think... and look, all right, we lost the game. Fair enough. We lost by 2 points last week, 4 points this week, because the fucking outrage from
everyone,
the media,
everyone,
from the Dogs fans, from opposition fans, who have just been waiting for this moment, right? Like, I can tell by 2,500 plus messages on one post that the fucking entire NRL was just sitting waiting, like eagerly waiting for the Dogs to lose like two in a row.
They're like, come on.
And when they did, the fucking entire NRL unleashed to call us frauds or whatever the fuck. All right. But the one thing that I have a problem with is pinning this game on Lachlan Galvin.
I was going to get to it.
And I don't get it, man. All right. The first half, he was pretty fucking good, I think. Right?
Bro, I'll give you my 3 cents.
In two and five.
The whole game, I thought he was good. Like, I was at the game. You were at the game. I watched him live. You know, maybe on TV you can see more. I don't know.
I watched it back anyway. Huh? But yeah, I watched it back since I got home.
I'm saying, like, I watched him and I was like, I went on my phone after the game and I was angry because I was fuming. We lost the game. It was shit ending. But everyone's like, Galvin, he ruined your season. 1, 2, 3. I'm like, hold the fuck on, bro. Galvin doesn't say, hey, can you play Matt Burton Centre and move Jerry and play me? But Galvin doesn't say that. Galvin trains. If he gets picked. You know what I mean? How can you blame the whole thing on him? Oh, he threw a hospital pass. Listen, bro. Fucking players that are creative, that have responsibility, are going to try shit. They're going to try to do things, cuz. Luai, Cleary, fucking Matt Burton. If Matt Burton fucking threw 2-3 hospital passes, I swear no one would say as much as they would say about
Matt
Galvin.
Matt Burton dropped the ball like 6 times.
If you guys had have won that game, there wouldn't have been.
Bro, if we won, nobody says a
no,
word.
No, but this is the thing, cuz, right? Because Galvin is a talking point this season from the Tigers. He was going to go to the Eels. And then the Bulldogs get interested. Of course, NRL 360, Buzz Ruffield. Everyone's going to get a little boner when they hear about Gus Gould's tasks. That's good. That's not fair. Gus Gould's fucking, he roped him in. Michael Chamas is, what? All this outrage. Throw it in the bin, bro. The guy's 19 years old. And this is to the Bulldogs, the Bulldogs players, bro. Throw your 2 cents in the bin, right? If this happens all season, okay, you got a point. You're fucking right. I'm sorry. My hand's up. But Toby Sexton was never going to be our future. And I love Toby Sexton. Reid Marnie was never in our future plans. They've been shopping him since before the season started, right? A rumor is not just a rumor. It's fucking, there's a truth to it. I didn't believe it. You didn't believe it. Now it's true. So all this thing on Galvin... No. Galvin's not the one that just let tries go in. Maybe he... I can't remember. Did he let a try in? He fucking didn't let a try in, right? He kicked on last. He did his job. What more do you want? You want a creative player? That's what's going to happen. There's going to be risks. There's going to be moments where he tries to go for a grubber and he goes for a 7-tackle set. Shit's going to happen, bro. And even Galvin would know this. He knows. Like, bro, the way he's handled himself, voila, I got to praise him because he never cried to his dad. Like the other players did, and he never had this outraging sook. He just got on with it. But you're going to expect something from him. He's 19 years old. In a few years, I swear, wallah, the energy has to be the same. If he becomes a fucking superstar, I want you all to fucking go put on a different jersey because nobody cares about your 2 cents. Me, as a Bulldogs player, no matter what happens, I will never talk shit about a player. I'll always stick by him. Obviously, there's exceptions. There's some players, guys, that shouldn't be there. We know that, right? But if I don't understand. Well, I don't understand that. If a guy just came to the club because you're walking him in, you know what I mean? Like fucking Darwin Núñez. I know it's not footy. The guy's the shittest cunt every game. Núñez. You just got to back your player. And when he becomes great, you're like, you know what? I was on the ride and I'm enjoying the fucking... I'm reaping the rewards now. But yeah, these Bulldogs, because they kill me, wallah. They burn my life.
Bro, it's not even... It's more the opposition fans than Bulldogs.
Opposition fans are going to find any centimetre to hate. But this guy told me today... Yous are not contenders anymore. Yous are pretenders. All right, bro. If this keeps happening, I'm with you. But it's fucking one... The games we lost to a Broncos in the rain, right? And uncharacteristic sin bins and rubbish. Then we lost to the Dolphins in the rain. Who did we lose to?
Dolphins in the rain, and we were missing 10 players.
All right,
they were missing players too, but fuck.
10 players.
10.
Look, they missed 2 players. We missed fucking...
They're missing like 6.
Who?
But like...
From origin period. I'm not talking about... Because they've been good. They were good without their players.
Dolphins run well.
They lost Plath, Flegler.
When was Flegler and Plath out?
Gilbert
When? Four round 12. Okay, when did they get injured? Like round 5?
What does it matter?
I'm not... Look,
no, one
I'm,
sick.
What does it matter about?
Because of course it matters. They're really injured. All right, they're injured. Still 10 to whatever, 5, okay? We lost. It was raining. I was at the game, cuz. I knew we were going to lose. I went to the game. Well, who else did we lose to? Penrith, and then fuck you lost me
our
dead.
Best game the greatest all player. The, loss.
The greatest. They're already putting him in conversations with Andrew Johns. And I agree, right? Fucking did a charge down and he calculated the Pythagoras theorem on it to win the fucking game.
Really,
and we played
up.
Our best footy. Our best fucking footy. 40 minutes to fucking Combank. What a stadium, by the way, all right? Our first time there. But what a game of footy. Everyone was like, game of the season. And then what? You lose to a Broncos team. All right, it's a shit loss. And you just throw your toilet out of the pram. Fucking, I hate these fans, guys, and all these opposition. Oh, they just do my head in, bro. That's my piece, guys. You can go in, bro.
I don't think you guys lost because... I think you lost because you took the 2 to go.
I think so, too. But the whole fucking... They turned off as soon as we fucking did that, man.
Nah, I mean,
why
like,
couldn't you go for the 2 last week?
Complacency, bro. Wallah. And these things happen. Penrith, like, to win four premierships in a row. Penrith didn't just fucking wake up one day and win 4 premierships in a row. Hey, oh, another season. Let's win. No, bro. They fucking learned shit during their games, during the season, after in the finals. Because they played against Melbourne. They got smoked in the first half, didn't they? In the grand final?
Yeah.
They got belted in the first half. Then what happened?
They nearly pulled off a historic comeback.
Yeah, they nearly pulled off a historic comeback, but they learned from it.
Yeah.
Because when they were down against the Broncos...
We didn't lose. We ran out of time.
When you beat the Broncos in the grand final, you just pulled out a historic win, right?
Yeah.
Fucking, that's what I'm saying. Relax. Derailed the season, all this shit. Relax.
Because if I hit derailed season one more time, we lost by 2 points in our best performance of the year. Like, out of all the wins that we had, we didn't play better than our game against Penrith. All right? We lost because of an charge down. Penrith didn't really... we defended well. We attacked well. Both teams were playing well, like, well above a finals level. All right, and it was the best game of the year.
It was unbelievable.
Everybody blamed Galvin again. Cunts were blaming Galvin for the charge down. What? Use your fucking brain, 80. Fuck, bro. They just want to pin it on one cunt, brother. You want to know the real reason why we lost on Friday? Because these cunts could not hold a fucking ball.
Josh Curran, like, I love all the players.
Our forward pack in that second half were abysmal. I can't even remember. I swear to you, I'm racking my brain saying, what the fuck was our fucking completion rate in that second half?
I don't even know. It was
we
so
completed
bad.
The game at what, 50%?
72%.
That's 72%.
That's all the first half.
First half, we barely dropped the ball. Second half, I don't know. When did we complete a set?
Yeah, then every time we got to our 30,
and everyone, cuz, I swear to you, everybody will glaze the fuck out of Toby Sexton like he's some good, like he's some elite seven that we let go. Motherfucker, he was on the field the whole time as well. He's their senior seven. Where's his blame? Where is it? You want to blame Lachlan Galvin, a fucking 19-year-old kid with a completely reshuffled left side? Matt Burton playing, cuz, Matt Burton had a good game. But he gave away 3 penalties and dropped the ball 4 times. You can't pin Galvin on all that shit. The handling errors from these boys were fucked. Todd, fuck, mate.
He
Todd,
for 5 minutes.
Curran, fucking man, they all kept dropping the ball.
And it's senior and younger players and older players.
Everyone in that second half was absolute dog shit. Every one of them. But who they fucking blame? Lachlan.
Lachlan Galvin. Because it's easy, bro.
It's derailed the season. We lost by 2 points and 4 points by teams that were touted to be in the top 4 that will finish in the top 8. All right, cuz. We didn't get belted.
No, we didn't get cuz, belted.
Cuz.
We should. The only thing
technically, if you fucking look at it, we lost by way, way, way less to the Broncos with Lachlan Galvin. So that means we're better, you fucking retards. Because last time we were losing 34-0 and we lost by 20+. This time we lost by 4 points.
Nah, I just don't get it. And this is the thing, cuz. When you watch a sport, there's going to be those casual fans that don't understand.
No, it's...
Ha-ha, Galvin, ha, he's so shit.
Our season's imploding.
The amount of times I've seen the word implode. Look, do you cunts know what implode means? Implode is you lose by 50 to the fucking Tigers. Or you lose to the Tigers.
Constantly.
Or you lose to the fucking Eels.
Constantly.
And you lose to the Titans. All in 1 week. Manly's imploding. Because they lost him to the bottom three in back-to-back weeks and all of the bottom three were missing players.
But Anthony Seibold's a good guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. When we win this week, everyone's going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Who did you score this week?
Cowboys.
Cowboys in away. Country Bank.
Bro, I just, yeah. For me, because, voila.
We were good in the first half. And Galvin was probably our best player in the first half.
I liked him, bro.
Everyone's saying he's throwing hospital balls because he threw two fucking dots to Kikau. He fucking dropped the ball. What do you want him to do? Kikau would have ran over the line if he just caught one of these passes that went right here. And he just dropped it.
And Sexton, the handling wasn't there. Sexton almost scored as well. And he last ditch got tackled. You know what I mean?
Dude, yeah.
Toby
should have
passed it and spread out wide.
So, okay.
And that's why that's the exact problem that Serraldo. It's just Toby will go himself. Like, instead of. He makes the wrong decision in a lot of times. And it's like, it frustrates Serraldo, you can tell. And listen, at the end of the day, Toby's now, he's a good player, mate. And I've explained this multiple times.
And I love him.
Even if Lachlan Galvin is a bust, I have zero regrets. Because I would hate it if Lachlan turned into some superstar and we could have got him because we had fucking Toby Sexton. If there's ever a player that is a fair enough sacrificial lamb, it's Toby Sexton. He's gone to the Catalan Dragons. I wish him the best. He'll do fucking great. He'll look like Andrew Johnson in the Super League, man.
And then he'll come back.
But there's a reason why no single NRL player wanted him. NRL team wanted him. Because he's either asking for too much money or he's not.
He's not what they want.
Value.
Yeah,
bro. It's easy to play seven in this dog system. Everyone around the system is it's easy to run, in my opinion, at least. It's there isn't as high demand. As a Bulldog seven, as other sevens, because you have Matt Burton doing so much long range kicking. And he's a dot. All you have to do is run the team and do some short range kicking and the occasional long range kick. It's a lot less of a burden than the seven on other teams.
Of course.
Right? And the attack's easier to run. We don't run anything complex. It's pretty basic, a lot of the shape that we run. A lot of the actions that we run.
That's why we got Galvin. That's why we went and grabbed him.
But Lachlan is there to spice things up so that we are very structured the way we play rugby league. And Lachlan is there to make the right play and to make it easier for everybody else to do things, right? Because we don't throw cutout balls. I have not seen Toby Sexton in the 25 games he's played for the Dogs throw one cutout ball.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
I haven't seen Connor Tracy throw a cutout ball more than three times in his Bulldogs tenure. I'm telling you, Lachlan's thrown more cutout balls in fucking the Dogs jersey than Toby and Connor have since they joined. Because it's what he likes to do. And it's we need some variation in the attack. And look, you can say he's a six or a seven all you want. I don't give a shit. I'd rather have Lachlan there long term and maybe even now than Toby. I feel like he was the better half in the first half. And Toby, bro, why is this bloke shielded from all blame and it's all going to Lachlan? Fuck me, then. Can you imagine how much more shit he'd be copping if they scored all of their tries on his side? But they didn't. They didn't score one try on the left side because I was sitting on the Docky's side in the second half. They scored all on the right side. And yes, I get it. They reshuffled the team and shit. Bro, Toby and Sherry, they just got exposed. But Toby's fucking...
But they don't get along as well in attack and in defense, bro. Like,
yeah, we're never gonna reshuffle.
This is never. That was my problem. That's the whole game. Reshuffle. Because everyone was confused, bro. I never seen Preston miss like tackles like that in my life.
Because yeah, the
communication, everyone's thing, right?
Everything was disjointed on defense and in attack, but especially on that right side. But the thing is you got already a guy that has no chemistry. He's trying to build combinations on the left side, and they've completely changed it. Different winger, different center. Back row is kick out, but they're all learning how to play with each other, right? And it's disjointed.
Still good. It's good days to do this as well. I think it's the best time to try shit.
But I just want, listen, if we're going to have Lachlan Galvin, I want him getting the maximum amount of minutes. So I don't mind the reshuffle to get him into the team. Because we have games to lose. We have lessons to learn. And every loss is a lesson. And Lachie playing 80 minutes... is a big lesson for him. He's going to come back the next week and be better. And I'm hoping by the end of this final series, we've decided what the fuck we're going to do with our halves. Me, because Locke is the future of the team, I would much rather go fucking Lachlan, Matt Burton, right. See you later. Lachlan on the right, Burton left, see you later.
and they can freaking switch around if they want to fucking have a good time.
But we don't even our halves link up a lot, man.
They do.
So I'm not too fast.
Yeah,
but Toby's no longer in the best interest of the club, and I honestly think if there's ever a game that you can definitively say, like, even though Lachlan's copping all the blame from the media, or whatever, I think it's uncalled for, and I think he was better than Toby in his game. Toby is the senior seven. The game's spiraling out of control. What is a good senior? He's young.
Kick to the corner, bro.
No, you take control of take one control. Set. You complete one set. You get, then you just focus on completing the next set. But both of them, both halves, couldn't do that. Why? Because the forwards could not fucking complete.
Hold the ball. They couldn't
it's
hold the ball.
It's not on Toby. It's not on Lachlan. It's the team. Especially this forward pack could not hold the fucking ball. The backs couldn't hold the ball. Did we cop some bullshit calls?
Yeah, everyone does. Everyone
but,
does.
But Connor Tracy should have been sin bin too.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
All right. But like that first try, I was there. We all saw it and I watched it back. And the Phantom Six again, that I haven't really seen anyone talk about it, but they threw like a 3 meter forward. The pass was so bad that I think it was from Cobbo. The pass was so bad that Todd Smith thought it was deflected. And we're all just there in awe, like, what the fuck?
Was this the end of the first half? Or
this was the first try that they scored when we dropped it.
Oh, yeah.
And then everyone switched off, and then they've run, right? They passed it 3 meters forward a couple of plays later. No one called it. But then you don't put your heads down. You fucking play, right?
Of course.
Sexton, Katoni should have been fucking, Tracy should have been sin bin.
I agree.
Didn't get sin bin. That happened right in front of me. Overall, it was a good game. The Broncos did well to come back. And football's a momentum game, man. And all the fans that were giving it, including myself, were giving it to Ezra, man. It was fun to give it to Ezra, man.
I'll give it to him, even if he bet us by 70, bro.
Mate,
he's gonna get it all
but
day.
He got the last laugh, man. He was amazing in that second half. That was like the Ezra, man, that I know.
Listen, he's a great player. Like,
mate,
nobody's
shut us all up.
Nobody.
He's not still going to boo him the next game.
He's not shutting me up, bro. I'll never shut me up that
time. We're probably going to boo him even more the next game.
Of course, but listen. Like, he's an unbelievable player. We all know that. And that's probably why where the Broncos have said, no, we want you back in ASAP because you're fucking very important to our season.
That's why they didn't cut him.
But of course.
He's spun the season.
But I never knew talent can fucking, you know, cut morals. Anyway, we're not going to get into that shit. I've already had my say on this. Yeah. Tanaka's had it. Everyone's had their say.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll boo him, bro. And I'll continue to fucking
everyone boos him, bro. But
I'll never stop booing him.
But he shut us up. Yeah, and shout out to him, he played great.
I think it's because they switched sides, because I was giving it to him. He was off his game.
Yeah, all right. We switched sides. And I think if Crichton was there, none of that shit happened.
I'm saying I was I'm the only bloke that booed him, you know what I mean? I had him off his game, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then he went to the other side.
And then he's good all of a sudden.
But nah, shout out to him, he done good. Shout out to Billy Walters when he came on, he changed the game.
Was that his 100th game or something?
Yeah, it was his 100th game. That bloke loves scoring against us, eh? But he's a good player, Billy. You know what? I've probably given him more shit than I've given... I've probably given him too much shit than he probably deserved to cop, right?
I find it very old school.
He's an example of people calling nepotism get shut up, because he's actually a good player and he wasn't just getting... You know, now that his dad's gone, I think he's gotten even better.
Yeah,
you know
he doesn't
mean?
Have that pressure on him anymore.
Dude, good on him, man. He came on against the Warriors, changed the game. He came on against the Dogs, changed the game. And a guy that, fuck me dead, mate. I was watching this card live and I'm like, what the fuck is this card? Like, this Delawese Hoyda cunt. He's 31 years old. Bro, this bloke was moving,
is that
mad.
The winger?
The center that fucks us. Yeah. Carapani is the winger. He's already.
He's good too, yeah.
I don't even need to give him his props. I've been giving him his props every game he fucking plays. Now, I liked him since South Sydney days. He used to be a lot. He used to look like Talakai. He used to be a really big boy. He's trimmed down for this. He's trimmed down at Brisbane and he's a fucking good winger, mate. But this Hoyda bloke was. I was there live. You sort of forget how quick some of these guys are.
Yeah, fuck.
Mate. This guy was hitting every line. Him and Piacoro were hitting every line in that when they had that last 20 minutes. Like, their life depended on it, mate. Bro, Hoyda was fucking moving mad, mate. And I was like, cunt, this cunt is fucking insane. I was thinking I was Willison or Piacoro. I'm like, number 18? What the fuck?
Who's this guy?
But, mate, they got the job done. I wasn't really... Like, a lot of people were saying I was humbled and shit. I'm like, okay... I thought you were going to win. All I was doing is celebrating a little bit when we were fucking scoring tries. I was just happy.
I think you're a fan. You might.
Yeah,
I think, mate.
What am I meant to do? Oh, we score. Oh, we score three tries in a row.
Why are you celebrating?
I just gotta be fucking Derek Rose, just stand to the camera.
Derek Rose.
I can't fucking celebrate.
Wait, all who right. was telling you not to celebrate?
Bro, fucking 300 of the comments saying I celebrated too early. Like, I mean, we scored.
I mean, that's what you do at a game. Do?
That's so dumb, bro.
That's what you do at a game. If you go to the game, okay. You know that. When you score, you celebrate.
None of the Broncos fans should have celebrated in the Panthers grand final. None of them.
Yeah, exactly. Zero. Exactly. Yeah. No, you tell them flat. Yes.
None of them.
Tell them it's haram.
I'm happy. Yeah.
It's haram.
I can't be happy my team scored.
That's haram.
I couldn't be happy my team scored, cuz. And brother, 2,500 messages. It's like 2,500 messages. Even the one I had to, cuz, you know how annoying this. There's this feature on TikTok that will flag all of your bad messages, and I have to manually approve them. After the first night, I said, fuck this, I can't do it anymore. Not because I didn't want to approve your messages. Some of that, cuz, there's no accept all. So I have to like press accept for like 200 individual messages, and it's full laggy.
Just let them know.
I was accepting messages of people telling me to kill myself, bro. Because I like, all right, I don't care. You want to say it? Fine. I don't give a shit. It doesn't affect me.
Let me ask you this,
you should report them for bullying.
No, I don't want to. I'm not like that. I'm not going to report no one for nothing. No,
but what? Let everyone know how many. Bullying. How many comments do you usually get? Just so they know the difference.
I'm like used to 500 max, mate. Like 300, 400, 500 on a clip that goes viral, 1,000. But it's usually like people glazing a like fucking Marky Mark or some shit. You know what I mean, brother? This was 2,500 messages. I've never received a post that blew up like this messages wise, right? I've got Alan Asad even commented laughing. I messaged him. I'm like, dude, I commented. I'm like, is it itch bay to celebrate early? And he's like, nah, that comeback was insane. I'm like, even Alan Asad could have said it was itch bay.
Wallah is the best.
Goes for Broncos, didn't.
Because when this video pops up, Wallah makes my whole day. I
love
it.
He's the funniest cunt. But shout out to Alan Asad, man. He just makes me smile. But, bro, all right. some of these messages were hilarious. I don't have any problems with hate.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm just saying, if I didn't respond to your message or your message isn't coming up, no, because people were DMing
me. The notifications don't end.
People were DMing me saying, hey, why'd you block my message, you dog? It's automatic. It's automatic, mate. I don't choose.
You know what's even sadder? That they're checking to make sure the comment goes through.
Yeah,
that's fucking
like,
sad.
I can't. What do you want me to do? All right. And people ask you for part two, brother. I posted part three, part four, part five. Just watch the other videos. All right. People, happened, Mr. Drifter? We lost it. All right. We lost it. All right. I love it. I love the hate. I have no problem. I want more comments in the future. If you want to tell me to neck myself, go for it. I don't care. It's not going to impact me anyway. All right. But I see a lot of hate from Dogs fans and I'm sort of targeting the Dogs fans and the people that are blowing this way out of proportion. When I say you cannot blame it on Lachlan Galvin. If Lachlan wasn't there, we probably still lose his game. Because the handling errors still happen.
Did he throw
a couple of bad passes? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's...
I don't mind a few errors, especially he's going to go through that period where he's learning. And that's the problem that everyone has.
No one has
patience.
Have
avoided this period of him learning for this season and just got him next season or played him in Regis or whatever. But I know how the Dogs act because they've shown it many times. They want to get players in as soon as possible.
Get them going in the system.
They want to get them used to the system, used to the processes, and get them integrated into the Bulldogs culture as soon as possible. And I have no problems with that. And I do think we will be better once we make a decision. Once we make a decision, I think this week should be the day we make the decision. Mate, Toby's got his contract. We've done our due diligence. All right. I think it's time to make a decision. Reed, I would play for the rest of the year. I think that Reed's two of his best games this year were the last 2 weeks.
I love Reed, bro.
And it's sad to see him go. And he's been both of them have been amazing servants for the club, especially Toby. Like, he's been professional throughout this whole period.
And they'll never be forgotten.
Reed,
as well.
Yeah, Reed came to us when nobody else came to us. Reed came to us.
Dude,
we fucking
from a grand final. Yeah. Can't play for a team that hadn't made the finals.
We fucking needed a hooker for 10 years, mate. Because of the Michael Leisha thing that we had. And listen,
feels like we need one again.
Yeah. Now we've got
now we go back in.
But here's the thing, right? Michael Leisha, that situation was when you sacrifice an elite player for a young player coming through the new state. You're washed. Get out of here, right? We let go of Michael Innes for Cook. Michael Leisha, and it backfired. And then we lost Damien Cook because Michael Leisha was ahead of him, all right? These are the times where you say that's a major risk, right? You're banking on a young kid being good and you're getting rid of Michael Innes. Michael ended up winning a fucking comp, man.
Damien Cook as well.
Yeah, all right? But when the sacrificial lamb is not Michael Innes, it's Toby Sexton.
It's fine.
It's okay. There are plenty of players as good as Toby Sexton.
I think...
I watch Jake Clifford.
Yeah.
Fuck, mate. Jake Clifford, Sean O'Sullivan. Bro, they're all on a similar level.
Yeah, there's a genre
as Toby Sexton, mate. There are plenty of Toby Sextons lying around. Like, we got this guy wasn't even playing for the Titans. All right? Respectfully, he's a good player and he's going
to
do amazing.
And he's worked very hard to get to where he is.
I like him. It's not... I know a lot of people think I don't like him, but... I'm backing the decision because it's a fair enough decision. It's not like I'm sacrificing Jerome fucking Hughes. We had some technical difficulties,
lad. Let's give a quick shout out to Reid Marnie and Toby Sexton. Like me, as a Bulldogs fan, bro, you have been great servants for the club. Sometimes we don't understand things as fans, but you should always remember, if you're a fan, who brought us here. And that was Gus Gould and Cameron Serraldo. Right, of course, the players did as well, but it's their judgment to go and buy these players. It's their judgment to pick this player. It's their judgment to let a player leave. So, just to Toby Sexton, wallah, Toby Sexton, cuz he's been one of my favorite Bulldogs players since we've started winning, started being good. He's been one of my favorites. The way he's carried himself, so professional. Like, you never see that shit from anyone. Usually they'll be angry or they'll thing or that. He's got his contract now. He's gonna go to the Carolina Dragons, and I think, me personally, just my quick little hot take, if you want to call it that, I think he's going to come back to the Brisbane Broncos and he's going to be their seven after Adam Reynolds. Just my 3.5 cents.
Not happening, not even within 1,000,000%.
Why? Why is that?
Because Kobe, they have Kobe motherfucking Black, Kobe, mate. Black. You don't even know.
I don't know who that is, bro.
You don't know who it is, mate. You're going to fucking know soon.
But I think Toby Sexton's going to be the seven.
No fucking chance, mate.
All the Titans might just
no
grab
chance.
Him.
Brother, this seventh spot is only being filled by one man.
Kobe Black.
You think Mitchell Woods is good? Kobe Black is better.
Those two faced off.
In the under-19s,
they were both the captains of their teams. Mitch Woods.
Fuck, my hot take's not a hot take anymore. Hey, you know what? I'm sticking to a fucker. Listen, anyway, to Reid Marnie, bro, we all seen this one coming as well. Like, we knew he was... We all pretty much shouted that out, that he's going to go to the Cowboys. I wish him all the best. It's funny that the club announced it literally when they're going to play the Cowboys.
Worst timing. That's why I was losing my mind.
No. I feel like they know what they're doing, cuz. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not they're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing, when to drop knowledge, when to drop things. So I'm just letting the club, I'm just seeing how it plays out. But shout out to them. They've been great servants for us. I think they're going to be very important for us from now to the end of the season as well. And of course, as usual, professionals always.
I was
bro.
Talking like Silvio, mate. Why now? Why now? You know when
some
the guy
fucking cheese.
Yeah, you know when he tried to. I'm just sweeping up the cheese. Why now? Can't you see I'm dizzy?
What's some fucking cheese? Oh, he talks, bro. He kills me.
Yeah.
Boys, let's move on. Are we good to move on?
Yeah. Shout out to the boys, and I reckon Bailey Hayward probably plays hooker next year for us.
I think he played. Yeah.
There's only Corey Pakes on the market, so unless someone gets a release, I think that's who we're rolling with, mate.
Yeah, I think
I think he'll do a good job there. Listen, whether he wants to play there or not, I think he's a good hooker.
I'm excited to see what happens with Bailey Haywood. Hopefully, he stays at the club because he's very, very important to us. Boys, Raiders played the Dragons. We all seen JC's legendary hold at the Parliament House, which big shout out to my brother JC. I'm very happy with what he's done with this content, bro.
He's
taking it
job.
To the next level, cuz. We all knew this was going to happen.
He's always asking me, hey, mate, I'm so happy. I always tell him. He's done a good job. His vlogs are amazing. Go watch him on YouTube. Jean-Claude Bitton.
And our
mate.
Episode last week was one of our best episodes.
Mate, that was
bro.
The funniest
best episode of the year.
That was my funniest episode I've ever recorded.
Sadly, it didn't get monetized because YouTube didn't allow it to get monetized.
Yeah, no shit, mate.
Didn't it?
It shouldn't be monetized. Mate, you can earn money doing anything, mate, but it's the truth doesn't earn money.
Yep, there you go, boys.
And making fun of Kurt Capel.
Anyway, the Raiders played the Dragons. The Dragons couldn't get the win, 28-24.
Adib Jerd Sutton.
Yeah, that was a bad call. Huh?
And I'm just going to say this, mate. They're not saying the Raiders are imploding, even though they've beaten three shit teams by 4 points in back-to-back-to-back weeks.
Just beat Melbourne as well in that game, that crazy game with the rain.
No, that was fucking 10 weeks ago. Yeah, I'm talking about recent, right? Like
the Faders are back.
This isn't looking like the best team in the comp, but what do? They do just enough to get a win. But when the Raiders do it, no one cares. But when the Dogs do it,
You got lucky, bro.
You fluke in the flat track bullies. Look at.
They literally beat Tigers by four.
Knights by four.
And Dragons by four.
Yeah.
Most of these teams are like bottom tier teams.
And like all of them at home.
And I'll say this.
And they lost to us.
I think Newcastle. That,
and they bottled their 24-0.
Ever since they've lost to you guys, they haven't played great, but they've found a way to win. Yeah.
Brother,
and that's the thing.
Can I just say this? No one's playing great right now. Like, no. If you look at
True.
Melbourne looks sketchy. We look sketchy at times. Raiders look sketchy at times. No one's looking perfect. And they're putting us under the magnifying glass, and it's just tunnel vision towards us.
It's always going to be the Bulldogs.
No one's mentioning the Raiders. No one's mentioning the Melbourne doing this shit.
Melbourne have been like this since I know they're second.
Because they're third gear.
Since round three.
They've been like this since fucking round three of the season.
Melbourne's third gear. I'm telling you, they're going to win it all. I don't think
they can ever click into gear this year. Well, I just don't see it.
I disagree. When it comes to finals, you'll have the experience. And the issue is with the Raiders, with the Dogs, and you'll have the experience factor. That's why Penrith are going to look really good when it comes to finals. Yeah. And not only Penrith, but Storm as well. They're going
to
look like the dangerous.
But then there's just less hunger from all of us at the top because we're so far, or at least we were all so far ahead of everyone else, that the threat of other people coming and taking out, we're not going to drop past third.
Well, I think there's 9 weeks left and I think the top three is locked in. Just because the Warriors lost Metcalf, I think fourth spot is
definitely
open.
And I think, we can drop out the four if we do implode, but I don't think we will. I think we'll beat the Raiders or beat the Cowboys. Then we got
us twice.
Yeah, we got you on a Thursday, so you can.
You still got Storm.
You twice.
Storm. I'm telling you, we're gonna beat the Storm.
You twice or you for the second time?
No, you got us. Second time. Yeah. Sorry.
We got Manly. Sorry. So we got you guys. I'd love that. Sorry, we got. Yeah, we got Cowboys, Dragons.
Joe's our stat man, bro. You gotta let him do his job, bro.
So it's Cowboys this week.
Hey, one sec. You said something very impressive to me when we first got you on this, yeah? He's like to me, I can tell you every single game from the start of the season to the end of who we're going to play in the draw and where we're going to play it at. So go, bro.
You want locations and all that?
No, just tell me.
All of us in Cowboys away.
Cowboys at Townsville. It's Dragons at a core. Manly at Allianz. Tigers at Combank. Warriors at a core. Then Roosters at Allianz. Melbourne, Panthers and Sharks at home.
He's got it all down pat.
We're fucking going to win the next 5 games in a row.
Inshallah, bro.
Everyone's going to shut the fuck up.
Hopefully.
And then the real test.
That Manly game's going to be tough.
Roosters, Penrith,
and back
Melbourne,
end of the season,
Sharks.
Bro. Back end of the season as
We've missed the Cowboys twice?
No, just once.
Okay. Roosters, that final 4 games, we could potentially have a fucking collapse, but a blip like last year where we lost Kurt Mann, lost 3 in a row. And then had, in my opinion, one of our best games of the year against Manly, even though we lost, right?
If you guys are guaranteed in the top 4 spot,
5 wins in a row. I'm telling you right now, the Dogs will win the next 5 games in a row. And then everybody will shut the fuck up.
How do we go from Raiders, Dragons to Bulldogs again?
Do you guys end up resting your team against the Sharks or something like that?
No, I'm worried about them resting them this week. I want to rest them against the Cowboys.
Yeah?
But we have Origin and then fly off to Townsville, play Saturday.
Well, we did this last year, remember?
Yeah, I...
Did we
rest them?
No, but
that was the last 3 games of the season.
Yeah, I never really see us resting, but I'm really hoping that we don't rest them. I want to go to Townsville with a full lineup.
I think he will. Kras will play.
I'm talking about Crichton.
Yeah.
But I think they'll want to play.
Well, Crichton was there on Friday night up in the box. He would have been fuming.
Yeah, bro. Even Kras was there. I was up there. They were burning. They wanted to just play. Bro.
Yeah, you know, Kras is
Kras is big miss
the
for
more,
us.
The more and more I hear about Kras, the more I know he fucking hates it when he's not on the field.
Yeah.
But
keep those ones too.
He fucking hates it.
Boys, Raiders and Dragons, I want to speak about Kaya Weeks, please, because
that was That was, if Marky Mark's try didn't exist, that's 100% try the season. It could very well be try the season because he literally...
He beat everyone.
Beat everyone.
He beat everyone, guys.
He goosed the ref. I want him to do the biggest Greg Inglis fend to Jared Sutton. You know when GI just launched Chris Sandow and Jamie Salad. I wanted Kyle Weeks to do that to Jared Sutton, but instead he stepped him like Benji. And mate, that was a fucking try. I was in awe. And when I was watching that shit, I'm like, Kaz, did this fucking bloke just do that? And he gets a hat trick. It was his day.
It was unbelievable.
It was a week day.
It was so fucking quick.
Even though it was on a weekend, it was a week day.
It was a week day, 100%, bro.
But speaking of week, I got to say one thing. Aidan Jared Sutton, the pass was that touchy and Jared Sutton, that cunt. That wasn't forward.
Credit to Flanagan and Sloane as well.
Flanagan actually had a good game.
Sloane had a good game.
But like a good game for Flanagan is like not being shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's, bro,
he put up a good torpy.
Nah, he did it. He kicked the ball high.
He kicked the ball all right. He kicked the ball better than what he used to.
See, bro, this looks like bullying now, bro.
Yeah, this looks good.
It's not you when you listen, mate. When you're at the point where you're expecting nothing, getting something is exciting.
Yeah,
getting something is more than nothing.
Yeah,
like Stephen A. said, mate. When Kwame Brown got traded. In the deal for Pau Gasol, mate. The fact that you're replacing nothing, that makes you something. and the fact that Kyle Flanagan is putting up more than nothing makes him something.
Oh my God. Good job, Kyle.
Honestly, he kicked better.
Yeah.
All right. And he played better. And it's good to see him responding to criticism and backlash the way he should.
Yeah.
Not whinging. I haven't heard Kyle winch to the media once. It's just his dad talking for him.
There was one time when he cried when he was.
Ever since this whole thing's gone down, he's gotten better. He's playing better.
He's playing better, but he just got to like better for him. Like,
his dad's pressured him, bro. Because
it's like getting $10 when you're broke, mate. Yeah. You know when you got nothing.
$10 is a lot of money.
Come on, mate. $10. You're fucking like a millionaire.
But Fred Waller, I think it's Shane, bro. He's fucking everywhere.
Shane's making it worse.
Yeah, he's making it worse.
You know, it's
just
like LaVar Ball, but less funny.
Yeah, like just shut up, bro.
LaVar Ball, because when Lonzo played his first game, the whole league hated him.
Is he the best? Better than LeBron? Yes, he is. Oh, he's the best.
Shane Flanagan is like LaVar Ball, but not funny. LaVar Ball, but he's having a whinge on the media, and he's a coach.
LaVar Ball actually had a right.
They're making it harder for Kyle.
Hey, we've got to be careful. He follows me, all right?
Shane?
Shane follows me.
He follows you.
Sorry, famous guy.
That's not what I tried to do.
You're the unfunny LaVar Ball.
Yeah.
See what he said.
Listen, anyway.
Shout out to the Raiders. They were good. Papa Lee playing Origin. Good on him.
One sec. Can we put a fucking full stop there? Please. Was it 3 weeks ago? I said pick before game one or was it after game one?
I honestly thought he was retired.
I said pick him.
He was retired.
Who cares?
Billy Slater was on his knees. Can you come back, please?
It's like what we did with Jack Wyden and fucking Josh Morrison.
Who cares
shit?
If he's... That's the thing, retired. Retired's bullshit, cuz. Just to play the
game. Well, there's now.
Instead of smoking, it's your last
season. He's done a Tom Brady.
Corey Hall's brass should be there. Big Red should be there. I'm pissed at... Like, cuz Trent Nyerere's getting picked over Big Red.
Yeah,
this is not normal.
Yeah, this is good for us. I'm happy with that.
And
I'm
Keon Koala Matangi is getting snapped for.
You just absolutely just ruined
Keon Koala Matangi.
It's not Koala.
Kuyang.
Keon Koala Matangi.
Keon.
Koolong.
Keon.
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 Koala Matangi. Like,
take the tape back. I said Keon.
Brother,
you did.
You but
then you said Koala.
Koala Matangi. I was saying his last name.
No, you said his first name and you said it like he was Chinese.
Keon. 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 Porsche Keon.
I'm not being racist. I'm not being racist, man.
We don't have a racist bone in our body, boys.
Come on,
anyway,
man.
Just quickly.
I hate Portland. I'm not going
to
say
that. They invited a white guy for a quota fill.
Before we wrap up on the Raiders and Dragons talk, I want to give a big shout out. A big, big, big shout out.
To Ricky Stewart.
To you fucking ruined my line, bro. Big shout out to another one of JC's haters, right? Ricky Stewart. Because listen, Wallah, you know, if you didn't call someone a wee gutted dog who was a young player at the time, he probably still is young, Jameis Hammond. You called him a weak gutter dog to the media. You didn't call him. You didn't call him up and say you're a weak. You called
this is,
him.
This is the quote
in the media.
This is the quote. Oh, I've known him since he was a kid, and he was a weak gutter dog then, and he's a weak gutter dog now.
He that said
was
it twice.
Yes,
on TV, brother.
He doubled down on it. Now,
on
Ricky,
TV,
just
brother.
Just because Shane's your mate, all right? Just
in front of the media,
this then, brother.
A magic run this year. Someone in the crowd
yells
at
us. He
started
laughing. Yeah.
Stomping his feet. He's
getting
a kick out of it.
Listen, I love Ricky Stewart, wallah. I'll never hate
Ricky.
Because Ricky's Ricky. You know what I mean? But I think sometimes he's starting to forget what he said. You know what I mean? You can't... let people criticise players. That's fine. You know what he said as well? Which I respected it. They're like, yeah, but your fans were booing shit Cole when he was kicking.
And he was like, well, yeah, they're allowed to boo.
Like, yeah, they're meant to boo. Oh, what the fuck do you want, cunt? Do you want them to be like good fans? Or do you want them to like, what do you want, bro?
Good fans boo.
Yeah, boo, like, criticize. Like,
that's good fans on us to boo
Ezra.
Ezra,
you junkie. You know what I mean? Like,
that's not good.
No, that is good. It's the truth. You got to say
and,
it.
And lollygags. Some stuff I heard was not good. But listen.
Keep that there.
JC, listen. He's just told you how to make fun of people and criticize them.
Yeah, just boo.
No, don't boo. Don't call Kyle Flanagan an Ahu Sharmuta. Call him a weak gutter dog.
Weak gutter dog.
Call him a calb.
Yeah.
If you call him a calb, Ricky can't say nothing because he called someone a weak gutter dog and ended up lying because he didn't know him when he was fucking 12. He didn't know him when he was a kid. The parents came out and said, Ricky never even acknowledged.
Ricky who?
You know what it is, bro? They feel like
Ricky
this
Martin.
Because they're in the game. They feel like this because they're in the game.
They thought it was Ricky.
They don't ever take a step back and be
parents,
like, oh, they're fans.
You know, because the parents said Ricky was talking shit about your son. And they said, who, Ricky Lambert?
Now, you know who summed it up pretty well?
Fucking Ricky Lambert. Who the fuck was that?
That's what I wanted to say because of him.
Now, who's Ricky Lambert? Sounds familiar.
Because it's who you replaced Suarez with.
Oh, the fucking Liverpool.
It looks like James Maloney.
I'm saying because Hams used to always tell me, Aiden Ricky Lambert.
Yeah, that's Ricky Lambert.
Now, you know who summed it up quite well? Gordon Tallis. It was all about, if it wasn't his son, it wouldn't be a story.
No one would
care. It wouldn't be a story, but it's the nepotism that Ricky has his son in the league.
But everyone has a son
Brad
in the league.
Brad Arthur has his son in the league.
Billy Walters. Why is everyone's son shit? Sorry, not Billy Walters anymore, but...
Nathan Cleary, come
no,
on.
No, Jed's good. Yeah, true.
Nathan Cleary, he's good. So he doesn't cop the criticism. And he has copped criticism. Yeah. A lot of people have given him shit before.
He's getting, if he loses on Wednesday,
he will cop
criticism. He's gonna be out of... People are going to be taking him out of GOAT
conversation. Is Ivan Cleary going, oh, don't make fun of my son, please, no. Please.
He said, brother, you know what he says? 1, 2, 3, 4...
You know, all he says is you're not getting McDonald's on the way home. That's all he says.
Yeah. Mate, can I just say one thing? Mm-hmm. If Gordon, you know you're fucked up when Gordon Tallis is the voice of reason.
Yeah.
You know you're fucked up when he is the one that is making sense.
Play spends 80 minutes.
How's that bloke? Fuck, man. He's fried sometimes, mate.
I love Gordon.
He's a really good rage painter, by the way, Gordy. Like, I love Gordy. But sometimes he says shit.
He can get you.
That he fucking, sometimes he says shit and I feel like he's just baiting on purpose like Skip Bayless. You know what I mean? But like the Spencer 80 minute shit, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
he's fucking, you know what I mean?
No, but he just had to say something.
But when he's the voice of reason and everybody else is disagreeing with him and he's sounding like the sane one, that's a problem. That's a big problem.
It's a big problem, bro. The other boys, what's going on? Listen, Cowboys. Do you want to say anything?
No.
Okay. I feel like I'll tell
you. Anyway, shout out Ricky Stewart. We're going to have him and JC in a celebrity boxing match soon, inshallah. Eddie Hearn sorted out. Cowboys versus Storms. Boys, quickly, just want to touch on this. I didn't watch this, to be honest. Wallah.
It's just...
Storm big Storms.
Just, it was just...
Half a gear. Nick Meaney was unbelievable.
It was just Nick half Meaney the team. The best thing about this game was the celebration.
Yeah.
Nick Meaney or
shout out to the celebration. Absolutely going viral. I've never seen the... I'm in touch with the memes, mate.
Yep, you are.
You've never seen that meme before,
I've never seen that meme in my life.
What?
When I was watching it, I was like, what the fuck is Neon doing on doing this shit? I didn't even know he could do this shit. I thought it was Neon. I thought it was Neon when he used to wear the glasses.
You know what's funny? You know when you said, well, sorry, you know when you said, I'm with, like, I know the memes? You remember there was one point you were sending me, like, team you memes?
You I was sending this, like, so much shit.
Bro, he sends I've been sending you, like, the team you like,
so you know, my fucking reels are
fucked.
Bro, my reels are fucked.
You know what
I've been getting, so many of those AI videos.
How you are,
I'm so confused, bro.
These are the old charges. Oh, fuck, that was good. No,
you're going to have to send these
when
to
I say something racist, I send it to friends.
No, bro. Some of these AI ones are too good.
You're
going
to have to send them to me. Oh, no, I know what you're talking about. Look, is that what ours is?
Leave it there.
Anyway.
Leave it there.
Anyway, boys. Fuck, that was a good one, bro. I'll see you today. I died. Anyway, boys. Cowboys and Storms. Storms were good as usual, right? Nick Meaney was aura farming with his celebration. Tried July. I actually didn't know it was underway until I seen your thing.
Oh, I cop shit for
it. Get into the spirit.
I cop shit for it. Because, what? Bulldogs game? There was none.
Barely any.
There was barely any. And in my mind, it's 5,000 to charity. There was 6 tries in that game. That's $30,000. Mate. I go, oh, I want to see try celebrations, you know? And obviously, it's the first game. But, like, the girls did it in the first game, so there's a precedent there.
Yeah, someone should start. They've started it somewhere. Keep going.
Keep going. And everyone was like, it's the first game. Calm down. And all week, because of the celebrations going on throughout the week, see? If you just waited, well, no.
Why would I wait? I waited, you know, all week to watch footy.
Give me the fucking thing now, mate. Yeah. You know who wouldn't? You know who wouldn't wait? Tupulotu.
Yeah.
My man.
My guy.
It's a big miss for him, bro. Well, it's a big miss for the Dragons.
I think it's just my heart's broken. I like the guy. 4 hamstrings in 1 season. Yeah, hold on, bro.
That's
crazy, bro.
That's something about the Dragons. They just keep getting injuries. Like Hamid Saleh as well.
3 season enders, and then now 4 with Tupulotu. It's all like 3 of them forwards. It's sad, man. Oh, Hamid Saleh as well, right?
Yeah, boys. That's quickly, Cowboys. Are they gonna make the 8?
Nah,
they got a bye in the last round, and statistically the team that has a bye in the last round don't.
Yeah, I think they're pretty boring to watch, bro.
They're so fun to watch.
They're boring to me.
But they just got like somebody was saying.
I feel like the other team's gonna be so good.
I said like I'm just not scared of the Cowboys. They can put mad points on.
Yeah, they can score points.
If you get into a grind with the Cowboys, you're gonna win the game.
Yeah.
Double the offense, half the defense.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been watching those videos, right?
Because I keep trying to get you to watch Game of Zones because it's the best YouTube series.
I'm 2 hours into the full thing, yeah.
Right. Mate, half the defense, double the offense. And they love to put points on, but their goal line defense is dog shit. Their 4-pack is not that good. And they just lack toughness across the board. Like, I'm not... Like, bro, their toughest back is Braden Burns, mate. You know what I mean? In terms of, like, a guy that wants to take the tough carries and when the times get tough, he wants to get amongst it. Like, some guy was going off at me saying that I don't know rugby league because I said the Cowboys don't have any tough cunts. And that's why Reid Marnie joining them is good because then they get a tough cunt that can set the example. In the
he's
going to
piss me off, Reid Marnie, next year. I can see
Yeah, him. I know. Imagine when he versus us how much shit he's going to stir. But well, his first game against Parramatta, we got embarrassed.
Tupanoa's going to be on that field, bro.
Yeah. Oh, I cannot wait for him to
bro,
come
why
back.
Are we enemying him already? I love Reid.
I love Reid, but you just know he's the...
He's
going to
do it. He's going to do
like
it.
Patrick Beverley. He's like Nathan Brown. He's like fucking...
Jerome Law.
Mate. I like Jerome no matter where he goes, but...
No, is he like...
Jerome
was thirsty.
But he's like...
As a fan, you love him, but you don't want to have him verse
you. Don't want to verse them because they're just going to make you lose your mind. You're going to hate them unless they're on your team. And Reid is the poster boy for hating them unless you're on you're on their team in the modern game. So
I agree.
But shout out to Storm, another win. Again, I'm still waiting for them to show us the real Melbourne. They haven't showed us for a while.
I don't think we're going to see it this season. Boys, you know what we've seen this season? History, brother. The Roosters played the Tigers. The Tigers beat them, which is an unbelievable game. The scoreboard was like 30. I can't remember. It was like 24-0 at halftime, wasn't it? From the Tigers.
20-0.
20-8.
They scored 2 tries.
20-10 at halftime.
At halftime, wasn't it? It was 1 point. It was 20-0 at 1 point.
It was 20-0
right?
With
it was never like close
10 minutes to go in the second.
Or
in the first half.
First time 3 brothers.
That's what I was
going to
say. Fucking Fred's taking my job today, bro.
What do you mean? I'm just too good, mate.
That was like. That was crazy, bro. Because fucking the first try was what's his name? Latu? What's his name? Finu?
Sione was the first one.
The one that
it?
Ran like from error.
That was Latu.
Latu, bro. That acceleration was like.
He's big
so
as well.
Good, bro.
He's sure.
Is he the halfback?
He's the halfback.
Yeah, he's the halfback.
He's dead, bro.
He's going to be the long-term halfback.
And I remember Benji used to bring him on like in the 60th minute and he started to like make things happen for the Tigers.
Yeah. They almost won the game.
He should start, bro.
Because he comes on, he's like Bailey Hayward for them. Like he comes on and things happen, right? Like when he played, they were bringing him in at lock. That's why I made the comparison and he was doing good. But in the halves is where he belongs. And like I knew that'd be all right because I know Latu's a good player. Even though Lockie left, like they were gonna be sweet because Latu is a fucking really good player as well. They got them both at the same time, and like one of them was always like in a dream world they play together, but Jerome and Latu is gonna be a really good combo as well.
In a fantasy world, they all score on the same day.
Yeah,
that's insane, bro. Wallah. Like their parents will be so happy.
And I know their brother, if he was watching that game, had a massive smile on his face. He was
definitely
watching
that game, bro. And he's probably proud to see them actually excelling in rugby league and taking on the journey, bro. Now, very, very good stuff on the Tigers.
Shout out to the Tigers.
I was actually happy for
without Appy Coruscant, without Appy Coruscant, and
all right, yeah, but they were also missing like 10 players.
Yeah, but like without Appy Coruscant and Lua, that's still a big achievement.
That was their first win ever without Appy.
That was actually an impressive win from them.
Yeah.
The Tigers, their spine was good. Happy,
and they lost Galvin. Like, they've lost a lot of players this season, cuz.
Yeah, no talent to steal.
And all the freaking noise around Benji.
Mate, that hooker done a really good job as well, I think, man. Tristan Hope, and they got a better one coming through, or arguably, like, as good as Talon de Silva is with it's another Hayward, but it's spelled differently. But he's a good player, man. And he's promoted to the top 30, so I expect him to debut at some point this year, hopefully. But man, I know the Tigers have been a bit unlucky the last couple of weeks, especially. I think they got dudded by the refs, like at least 3 of the 6 losses that they got.
They have.
And fuck, they nearly beat them. They nearly beat Penrith, bro. So,
they got us not next week, the week after.
Yeah, I'm missing out on meeting Josh Giddey to watch that game.
Really?
Because I really want to watch that game.
You're missing out on meeting. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, but.
Is there an age? Oh, no.
Huh? No, it wasn't his fault. He didn't know.
Fuck, but that took a while.
He didn't know.
Anyway.
I'm definitely not bringing my... I'm not saying.
Anyway, but both teams look...
I really want to watch that game. That's why I'm not going. So if it's not... Unless it's in the day, but fucking...
The Tigers haven't met the Roosters in a long time.
Yeah. Typically, not only have they not been in the Roosters, but Roosters have put 60 plus on them like twice the last 3 years.
Was Vossi on commentary? He was, yeah.
Oh, it's funny. Dan Ganeen was like on the Triple M thing, and he was like the triple threesome
with James Graham. James Graham's like, what? You got to tell us, like, just say three brothers scored.
Yeah,
shut up.
Three brothers. He was looking for the word trifecta, and he says three. So I was like,
once again, got to tell us talking some sense.
Started to come true. Shout out to James Graham. He's actually a funny dude. Bro.
And Ganeen. Oh yeah, you met James Graham, bro. How was that?
He's a fucking
cool guy, huh?
We spoke about it last week.
Yeah, I know.
But he's a cool dude. And now, every time I see him talk, like, I just...
You understand.
It just puts a big smile on my face, mate, because I know how he is.
Nah, he's a legend, bro.
But yeah, next game.
Manly Souths.
Did not watch this
game. Mate, I watched this game.
All I heard was Cheese done his ACL.
Yeah, MCL.
MCL. Which is out for like...
3-6 days.
It was off a hip drop tackle, wasn't it?
Or I don't think it was a hip drop, but it can be classified as a hip drop.
Shout out to DC. That's a good try celebration.
Shout out to old man.
He put the James Milner out when he's doing these ones.
I thought he was gonna get it and put it on his neck or some shit. But then he got the sticker. I'm like,
same size.
Shout out to Tommy Turbo as well.
Shout out to Tommy. He did good. Ruben Garrick.
Jota
was amazing.
Celebration from Tommy as well, bro. Big
Jota
respect,
celebration.
Bro.
It was a good day out for Manly. Fuck me, dead. It feels like they haven't versed a good team in a long time.
Remember,
well, we got him in a couple of weeks.
I know if you remember, Fred, it was when the news had first dropped about Seabold jobbing on the line. And I looked at their next two games, and it was those. I said, oh, this is going to be an easy run for them. And you said, no, they might drop them. They beat both of them on my commitment.
Yeah. But, like, if this, they fucking...
What?
They got stormed, and then Dogs, then Roosters, and Raiders.
Yeah. Like, they fucking win Drew for one, because they've had... All right, cuz, they beat fucking two... they lost to fucking 3 shit teams and beat 2 shit teams. In the span of 5 games, alarm bells ringing, man.
Mate,
they gotta lock the fuck in.
Lachlan Galvin. Oh, another one.
Shut up, bro.
There's nothing more to fucking talk about, cunts. You've milked it. Even I'm not even making videos about this shit anymore, bro, because it's fucking.
Leave Galvin alone.
Because the soap opera's over. They're extending it. You know when they keep making seasons for a show?
Gordon Tallis is actually speaking sense again, Fred. I'm assuming this is about Shane, Kyle. The only way it's going to go away is if he changes clubs and makes it without his dad. Listen, bro, Gordon Tallis,
Gordon Tallis is on a generational run right now.
I'm gonna get this motherfucker a B. Gordy, mate, if I see you at the Caxton next Magic Round, I'm getting you a beer.
Mate, he's on a generational run in this past
year. He's telling people not to use the word threesome.
he's going good. Boys, are the Souths closer to making the top eight or the winning the spoon?
They're closer to
winning the spoon. Their top eight run is over. Not by their own hand. It's just injuries, they've had the worst run of injuries.
Origin selections
this year.
As well.
Worst run of
they've had it worse than everyone.
They also versus Penrith.
They've had it worse. They got
horribly. They're the worst. Like no other team has been worse than
No one's even close, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, I think you said not worse than the Bulldogs. Manly. I was like, oh, nah.
Manly.
Been all right this year.
Manly, no.
Moringa, Manly.
Nah. Manly.
You reckon they're going to make the eight? Or not, forget the Wooderspoon.
Mate, if they fucking won those three games, they'd definitely be looking. They won those three games, they lost to the bottom feeders.
I'm not talking about that. Do you think right now, at this point, they can make the top eight?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
They're eight right now.
Let's speak about Origin, boys.
But they got to win these hard games.
Who they got next?
Well, they got fucking Storm, Ass, Roosters, Raiders.
That's their next four. Yeah. So, like, it is
we
not
got them at
good.
Allianz. I'm going to that game, hopefully with Tom and Eddie. And, mate, if what they fucking lose, I'm giving it to them. Because I've been giving them sly, like, even when we're watching Origin. I'm not watching Origin with them for game three. But I know it's going to be a great stream nonetheless. I'll be streaming it. Maybe here, if we can get it set up. If not, then in the office. But... listen, I was always giving them sly jab, and they give me the look because they know there's a time and a place, and I'm giving shit to their team. But even when we're not on camera, sly jab. But it's not sly when we're versing them. I can give them as many jabs as I want.
I mean, he can hit the fan when that
but
happens.
I know we're gonna belt them
hopefully,
after last
hopefully
year.
Hopefully, I want to make up for that
loss.
That
game will mean a lot more to us than it will to them.
Especially honoring the 1995 Grand Final, which is why we have these wonderful jerseys.
Like I'm gonna wear them.
Jerseys.
I'm wearing that jersey for that. Yeah.
Boys, we're ready for the big one. You've already had your take on talking Cleary, right? But you can obviously have your say.
I want to
change your mind because you're a different person on this podcast. You know what I mean? You all right? This one here, you have a bit of take.
I just want to ask that question and I want to have a reason with it. That's
which
all.
One?
The Dally M1.
So ask the question and I'll
so
answer it.
So here we go. So this is the question I had on the Talking Cleary podcast. The question is, do you think that players should be able to earn Dally M points in the State of Origin games?
Nope. I'll tell you why. Because it's a disadvantage. Not everyone plays State of Origin. How come they can collect points and other people can't? Number one. Number two, like Mitch said...
Well, it's the other way around.
No,
so
what do you mean?
Because they play Origin, they can't earn
they
points.
They can't earn points. Everyone else can. So those players...
My bad. You know what? For some reason, I thought they all clock off and they only focus on Origin. I still don't think you should get points in Origin. Well, I don't. You got picked to play a game. You got paid money to play a game. There's a sacrifice there. And... Wally Lewis medal is more than enough, cuz. If you can't win that, like, go hard at that. You know what I mean? It's not about one game. It's about the series. And whoever wins the Dally M, it's always... the whole thing needs a fucking redone anyway, bro.
It does need
it needs
rework.
A remodel, voila.
Yeah. You're just trying to make it easier for Nathan. All right? You're just trying to make it easier for Nathan. And if you collected all of his fucking Dally M points from the last, like, five games he's played, guess how many he'd have?
How many?
Zero.
If he didn't make TikToks, he would have won a Dally M right now.
Yeah,
to be
I know.
To make this
but
debate.
He just, because, mate, Flaxie's just trying to pander and baby lock Nathan to get a Dally M.
Mate, look,
when
I
at
think
the end
it's
of the
fair.
Day, mate, look how many Origin players won fucking Dally M's, mate. Darren Lockyer, fucking Thurston. Kronk, Thurston, Smith. Did Munster ever win one?
No.
He would have damn been close. Turbo, all right.
Wyden. Like
fuck, even Wyden won a fucking Dally M. Jack Wyden has more Dally M's than Nathan Cleary.
I don't agree with that one. Remember that one got leaked or something?
That one should have been given to Gutherson.
I think that's why they stopped Tedesco. The, like, you can't bet on
Tedesco,
him anymore.
Gutherson should have won that one, in my opinion.
And then Sean Johnson should have won one as well.
Sean Johnson should have won.
But the system is flawed, but that's not how you fix it. You fix it not by giving cunts fucking Origin points. You fix it by getting... the way the NBA does it is pretty good. But then again, some stupid narrative. It's all narrative based in the NBA. That's how American sports is. That's why Shai won it and Luka didn't.
No, it's just better.
But
it's voter fatigue.
Shai's just better than this year. He won the fucking
this year. Last year, Luka was better than Shai was this year.
And when did Shai win it?
This year.
Shai didn't win it last year, though.
Shai didn't win it last year.
Jokic won it last year, but Jokic had his best year ever this year. And he didn't win it. And he was still better than Shai.
I get you. It's not
Luka
like an
was better. Yeah, like Luka was better. And lost to a worse Jokic than Shaq, you know what I mean? It's narrative based, fair enough. But Australia is less narrative based.
More
so
rule.
I feel like if you have players, media, if you have players, media, fan voting, all incorporated and with different weights. I think it's like, even if you made it all even, it would be fair enough, right? They toned the fan voting down a little bit because then you're going to have Drew Hutchison winning like top vote sometimes, you know what I mean? So that's what happened in the NBA. Like you had guys like Zaza Pachulia. Like, bro, every Dragons fan for the lols, and you know how we are, we're like all jokesters. They'll be voting Cole Flanagan at 9 a.m. So you got to take the fan vote sort of out of it. Give them like 15% of the vote, like the rest, like 35% media, 50% players and coaches. I think that's how you get a better voting system than the fucking point sheet.
Yeah.
Because it's bullshit. Or do it off of fucking match rating. All right.
Yeah, match rating is good too because, bro, like...
Like you rate every kind out of 10. Yeah. But then there are going to be the easier positions that are easier. Like they're going to be having the highest match ratings. You know what I mean? Rather than the sevens and the sixes where the spotlight's on you all the time. Like...
It's very hard.
But I think the way the NBA does it is you're probably going to get the best player most times, more often than not, 9 times out of 10. Australia. Yeah. In America, it's different. I think there's a lot of bullshit MVPs because it's all narrative-based.
I agree.
The media pushes this narrative.
Yeah, they market everyone. They try to market someone. Yeah, I get you.
I don't think that would happen as much in Australian sport. But this cunt is just trying to get Cleary to get his Dally M because he doesn't have one.
Even if it wasn't Cleary.
No, we need to move on.
It's okay.
If it wasn't Cleary, this wouldn't even be a question.
All right, man. Let's do Origin.
State of Origin, boys.
The camera gets cut out, but you know what we do. We fix everything and we keep going. We keep pushing. State of Origin prediction, boys. It's game 3. Alhamdulillah, I'm going to the Decider, right? I got blessed with tickets. I've never been to a Decider in my life. And hopefully it doesn't rain. Hopefully we get a good game on game 3 because... This is probably going to be one of the most anticipated Origins because game one was like New South. It was game two was like Queensland fucking pushing strings and referees giving them their calls, yada, yada. I need your score predictions and I need everything. I need you to drop all the knowledge that you think. First of all, we'll do score predictions on the game. Freddie, I'll start with you. What do you think is going to happen in game 3, State of Origin?
I don't fucking know. And you know me, I was super confident in game 1, game 2 because I had... Like I could look at the teams and I could see where the Queensland weak points were, and it was where our strong points were, right? But Billy's done a really, really, really good job of masking up their biggest weakness, which was their centers. Getting bigger bodies there that are going to be a lot harder to get past, and they're very new to footy. They're not very experienced, right? So they're going to be fucking G'd up for this game. Shibasaki and Rob Toya, they're going to be doing a lot better jobs than fucking Hammer and Valentine Holmes.
That's the truth. It's that simple, right? Yeah, that's true. I agree.
So it makes it a lot harder for us to expose our strength in the centers. It's not impossible, and we will probably win that battle in the centers, but it just makes it harder because you got to get past bigger bodies that are better defensively than Hammer and fucking and Val, right? Because that's and Gay Guy and shit, you know what I mean? So. I think they've done a really good job. I think this is the best Queensland team. When you look at how well-balanced the team is, I think this is the best Queensland team in the last 3-4 years, in my opinion. Because the last 3-4 Queensland teams, like they generally have this same weakness. We can expose them in the centres, but then we pick cunts like Damian Cook and put them there to just completely ruin that advantage and shit. And Swali'i, and you know what I mean? So I think it's a well-constructed roster. And obviously, with the tragic passing of Cam Munster's dad, it just adds some more fuel to the fire in his mind and in his heart. He's just going to be playing for something that's more than just football. So a lot of my week, I've been racking my brain thinking, fuck, who's going to win? Because I've never been more scared of Queensland in the last 5 years than this game.
Really?
The last 5 years, since before COVID, I had not been more scared of Queensland than I was in this game for this Decider. But in saying that, I just can't pick Queensland. I just can't. With all the shit that I've spoken, and like a player's legacy is on the line here.
What's his name?
Nathan Cleary. And really, man, like fuck, if he loses this Decider, this will be the fourth Decider he's lost. That's fucking legacy altering. And he knows that.
That's LeBron James shit.
And he played damn good against us. So I trust another week, 2 weeks rest, he's going to be in even better shape, all right, than he was in game 2. But a player's legacy is on the line here, bro. And Cam Munster, his legacy is not on the line, but he's playing for something bigger than football.
Bigger than legacy.
bigger than everything. So it's going to be an amazing, amazing game to watch. I do think we're going to win. I think it's going to be Blues win 24-16. I think it'll be like a two-point game. Back end of the game, we'll break it open and score.
Yeah, I think...
So I think the Blues are going to win 24-16. I think the goal kicking is going to be better because there's probably not going to be Lomax kicking.
Lomax is kicking.
And we're in Sydney.
Is he kicking?
Yeah, I've been told he's kicking.
Who told you?
I want Latrell to kick, bro.
Mitch.
Oh, okay, I want Latrell to kick. I don't want Lomax kicking, man.
Listen, man, I think that this is going to be... Did we have a... We had a decider last year, right? And it was fucking one of the best games of...
In Brisbane.
It was one of the best games. It was a great game. I think this is going to probably go up there with it, bro, because... Listen, Queensland in that first half, game two, they were good, bro. You can't deny anything. The ref gave them 8-0 penalty count, whatever. We lost our heads a bit with our discipline. But I think the Blues, they really have to stay composed. They have to understand that they're playing at home, that the game is there for us to want to win. We don't have to chase Queensland. We don't have to do anything. Just fucking stay solid. Do what we need to do right. And everything will happen for us. We have so much talent on this team. So much big boys. So much smart players. So much fucking freaks of nature. Crichton, Lomax. I don't think I've ever seen someone better in the air than Lomax, bro. Maybe Ili Katoa in the past couple of weeks, but...
Brother, Israel Folau, mate.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Lomax is unbelievable. Israel Folau, yeah. But that's fucking... I mean, that's 10 years ago. Israel I'm talking Folau. About in the past couple of years that we've had. Has Xavier anyone been better? No, I don't think so.
Xavier Coates.
No, I don't think so. Xavier Coates everything, bro. Now you just want to disagree with me right now. This is my take, bro.
Yeah, you're just wrong.
Okay, no worries. I'm allowed to have a wrong take. Anyway, I think it's gonna be a very, very tight game, bro. Wallah. I think we'd win by... I don't know, bro. I'm gonna go like... Fuck me, it's hard one, eh? Like 15-8. That's my fucking call. 15-8. Nathan Cleary kicks a field goal to keep them out of range. His legacy gets cemented. Has a great game. And I'm probably going to pick my man of the match straight away. It's probably going to be Zach Lomax, bro. Just fucking, yeah. But Queensland can win this, cuz. It's fucking,
they can win this,
it's
man.
So scary, wallah. It's
and
so...
Just know, with Hammer, like, all Queensland have to do is make a half break.
And he's there, bro.
He might drop two high balls and he might fucking be like a... Like moron defensively, and lack motor sometimes on that end of the football. But
when he gets a break,
when someone makes a line break, he's always there.
And you know what could happen? What kills us when we're attacking, and then that one ball goes loose and he goes through.
Yeah,
like it's fucking hard to catch anyone like that.
Yeah,
especially the Hammer.
So that's why I'm a bit worried about him.
I'm going 18-14 to New South Wales. It's a
tough game, huh?
it's funny because, you know, you look back at game one and you're like, this shouldn't have even been a decider.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, look at how...
Queensland, the storyline.
Look at
the
storyline, how it works out. Man. And
it's the worst.
Now this has become one of the most dangerous games for New South Wales. As you said, it's one of the most scariest ones in a long time. So, man, New South Wales, 18-14. I think it's going to be low scoring like the rest. I think we've been the better team both games, I think. I think we're still going to be the better team here. My man of the match, Brian To'o. He's killed it the past two games, most run meters in both games. He played 70 minutes in game one and still had the most run meters. I think he's going to get player of the match. But, mate,
he was unbelievable in game two, bro.
Mate, it's going to be a tough one. And I think even if Cleary does kill it this game... The narrative, I don't think, changes. Everyone's like, oh,
no.
I will change.
No, this will change.
If he loses, if he loses, it's his legacy's fucked.
Yeah.
But if he wins, I don't think. I think a lot of people will be like, oh, he still didn't dominate.
I don't think his legacy's fucked because he's young, bro.
It's because he dominated.
Yeah. So, well, I hope so. As a Penrith fan, as a Blues fan, I hope both Penrith players kill it. But, or all five of them do. But yeah, I think it's going to be a close one. It'll be down to the wire, and. I think it's going to get to the point in the 60th minute and it'll be next try wins and it'll be, I don't think goal kicking, God, hope,
goal kicking is not an issue. Suncorp and Perth fucking footy balls aren't.
Yeah.
The Steedens.
Hopefully the Steedens are somewhat good, but I think it'll genuinely be up. It'll be 60 minutes to go. It'll be 14-0 and it'll be the next try wins. That's what I generally think.
Joe, your prediction?
I've got 20 points to 18. Stephen Crichton as man of the match. I just think that matchup against Shiba, I think is a good opportunity to exploit that. I think even if he doesn't score, he'll give Lomax to be some good ball. I just think down that side is what we're going to exploit. I think with Brian Thor and his LCL injury, whatever it is to his knee, I just got a feeling we're going to go more down with Crichton.
We should go there as well.
And I think it's literally the best center of the comp matchup against someone who is kind of like a training trial deal. And I get it, he's playing Unreal this year. I think Crichton just in the big game, in the big last, he's got that experience. You know, he's won 3 comps, scored 4 tries and 4 grand finals. He's got the experience.
He's won Origins as well.
Exactly. So I just think my boy Crichton, I think he's going to be in for a
I goal. Think that's a good shout, bro. Why are you laughing?
Joey's only saying that because if they lose, he has to get the Shiba. If we lose,
yeah,
he has to get the Shibasaki go
Joe,
team.
Come on, Joe. Come on,
just
Joe.
Show everyone what you look
everyone,
like.
Everyone, this is Joe, the stat man, the
Will
man who's been hiding.
Better or worse with the goatee boys?
if the Blues lose, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
If the Blues lose, my boy Joe has to go for the Shibasaki.
I think it's the goatee.
Listen, you gotta give me your thoughts quickly on if you lose, like. Give me like a press conference for it. You know what I mean? This is fucking huge.
If the Blues lose, I'm going to be beyond devastated. Not only because we lost a series we should have clean sweeped, because a beard that I've maintained for so long, I've got to get rid of it all. And you'll all be seeing me next Monday with
Shibasaki.
Shibasaki
going. Well, no, we won't because we'll win. And
yeah, if we lose, that's what's going
to
happen.
Listen, man, shout out to my boy Joe taking risks for the boys. The Blues are going to win all day. Should we get into our tips, boys? Anything else to speak about Origin?
Clive Churchill medalist, Sui.
Wally Lewis. What the fuck, bro? Oh, that's Wally my step up. Not you. You should.
Oh, player of the match for me is Nathan, and then Wally Lewis.
Who's your Wally Lewis medal? Go to.
If the Blues win, I think it's probably gonna go to Crichton, because he was immense in both. But I think it's really whoever plays the best in this game 3 will get it. And I think it will probably go to Nathan.
This game is like the decider of everything, really.
Yeah, so I think you should go to whoever plays the best in this, and I think it'll probably be Nathan.
I think it's going to get
a Queensland month. Win, it's only going to one man.
Munster,
and I won't even be mad. If we do lose, I'm not going to be mad, bro. It's because I know it's going to be Munster that did it. And listen, there's been a lot of controversy, like a lot of debate around whether he's a top 10 Origin player or not. I have him in my top 10 without hesitation, because the shit he's done is as impactful as winning 8 in a row with that star-studded insane team against shit Blues teams. He's won many Origins, and the Origins he's won are more valuable than the ones that were won in 8 in a row compared to, because he was versing elite New South Wales teams that were all better than the teams that he versed in the 8 in a row. And he's done it with fucking spastics, man.
NPCs, bro.
Not spastics in terms of NRL players, but like I'm saying it as if like, dude, who would have fucking thought these players would be playing State of Origin?
They don't believe
it. And they've done it again. They picked Papali'i, who was retired, brought him out. Not that he's an NPC. I think that's a really good pick. Because you want players that know what Origin spirit's gonna, what Origin spirit's like.
And the biggest
Papali'i's one of those ones, mate. Fucking Shibasaki, I think he's a really good player. I don't care that he's on a train and trial deal. He's a player that I think he's gonna do good in the Origin arena, man.
I'll rate him, bro. I think he's a good, great player,
mate. So I'm just so keen to see what happens, man.
Got a quick quote from Stephen Crichton that came out a couple of hours ago. I don't take any game lightly. You never know when it's gonna be your last time in the jersey. So he knows there's pressure on the line with this thing.
Jota as well. I think that's played a part on every pro athlete's mind. Because you feel like you're on top of the world. That shit takes you every day is a blessing.
He's a man of faith too, Crichton. So that will be looming
every
in his mind.
Every day, you do got to live it like it's your last, mate. Flexi, it's a blessing.
Wally Lewis. Bizza.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to agree with. I'm gonna go Crichton, bro.
Yeah.
Because he has. I'm thinking about it now. He's been the most consistent Blues player.
Yeah.
I think Lomax has been great too, but he missed those kicks, and that's a bit of a dent on him. Anyone giving him a conversation?
I think Crichton has been our best player.
Yeah, I agree. All right, boys. Going to our team.
That's not crazy to say.
It's not crazy. It's not crazy.
It's not crazy. Boys, let's get into the tips of round 19.
It's not ridiculous to say.
Before we wrap up, Cronulla Sharks are playing the Dolphins. Quickly.
I'm not even going to watch this game, but I'm going to go the Dolphins. Can 1-12.
I'm going to go Sharks 1-12.
Thank you for no more bye rounds for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
God damn, five games.
Super coach.
Yeah.
Sharks been terrible.
It's a 3-game Saturday and a 3-game Sunday.
Just give me a prediction.
Yeah. No. I'm trying to. Would the Origin players be back after this game?
Yeah. Willie Mason
Sharks
said
don't have anyone anyway.
Yeah. Oh, it's in Sydney. Yeah. I'm gonna go.
Who hasn't?
Hammer and.
Yeah, they'll play.
It's just Hammer.
We're gonna play.
Yeah. Oh yeah, give me Dolphins. They've been killing it.
I'm gonna go Sharks, bro. The Sharks need to bounce back, boys. Newcastle Knights playing Melbourne Storms.
I'm going to go Storm, but 1-12.
You think Newcastle are going to show them something?
The Knights have been playing better, and they just always keep the games close.
All right.
They know how to defend.
Storm 13+. Dragons, Roosters?
Roosters 13+.
It's always like this,
It's going to be like Roosters by like 40.
Yeah. They lost last week to the Tigers.
Like they hate these cunts,
and
bro.
And they get all the Origin boys back.
I'm going to go 13+. Sorry, JC.
And they just lost to the Tigers too. Yeah, sorry, Roosters.
13+. Right. Cowboys and Dogs.
Dogs 13+, bro.
Dogs 13+.
I'm gonna go Dogs 1-12. I think we just get the job done. Warriors, West Tigers.
Are they gonna call me crazy?
You're going Warriors.
I'm going West Tigers.
I think West Tigers can
win. Yeah, I think West Tigers win this game.
I think because
no Metcalf is no party.
It's in New Zealand, right?
Yeah. Yep. The only thing,
it's
in New Zealand.
No, as well.
They got their Tanner Boyd and Tamari Mata have been doing really well in Cup.
11 in a row or something.
I just think the Tigers are just, they're fucking, they've been dudded a few weeks in a row, 6 losses in a row.
They're not a shit team, bro.
But you know what? Nah, I'm going to go the Warriors 1-12. Okay. I'm
going
to change.
I'm going Tigers 1-12.
Yeah,
Tigers
Metcalf, Warriors 1-12.
If Metcalf plays, I'll tell you a different story. But that Fonu, those three brothers, and I think they'll get Appy and Luai back. Isn't that true?
I think they're just energy all around. It's just going to be
buzzing. And then it's just going to be different. Para, Penrith.
West.
Penrith again.
Penrith 13+.
Yeah. Penrith 13+.
I think Penrith 12. I think Parramatta
going
to put... Parramatta lately have been able to put up a fight.
They don't have Moses.
Phil, I disagree. Titans and Broncos. Last game.
Broncos 13+.
Broncos. Well, it's Seabus. Titans don't...
Broncos 13+.
I'm kidding. Yeah, Broncos 13+.
Yeah, I'm going to go Broncos 13+ straight up. Especially after last week. Yeah, I know they won, but they weren't... Walla Maguire won't be happy because he was celebrating every try that they scored. He was celebrating with his heart, so... Yeah, he's like to him, bro.
They got played into form by the Titans, so I feel like it will happen again.
All right, boys, that's us. That's a wrap. I'm very proud. I finally finished an episode of you. It's been a long time since you finished an episode, boys.
It's an hour and 30 minutes. It's
always a pleasure,
short.
Fred.
Hey, thanks.
It's an hour short.
Because we had way less games. But thanks, everybody, for all the support. We had a massive video with JC last week. Shout out to JC as well for coming on. We're going to be doing a review show on Thursday. Like, will come out on Friday.
Be there. Be square. It will be there Friday. Shout out to the Bulldogs. Thank you for sending me and Fred this stuff. Hopefully soon we can get some Joe some stuff. Yeah, but if it's nice to get something free. You know what I mean?
We love yous.
We love yous all. Look after yourselves. Take it easy.